My name is Andrew. I am 15 years old. Today is the 25th of November 2018, and I'm speaking with Neil Oldenkamp, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Grandville, Iowa. Okay, what is it that people say about you that is most painful?
Oh, I don't know. Probably when someone doesn't know me and says something that is completely out of my character.
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Well, I was very active. I went bike rides for miles and miles and miles. I liked sports and I liked hanging out with my friends.
Tell me a favorite memory of me.
Of you? Oh, there's a lot of favorite memories of you. Well, since you're the first of six kids that we have, my favorite memory is that you are the first child that I was ever able to see.
How would you like to be remembered?
I would just like to be remembered as a good parent to and fair parent to all of my kids.
Do you have any regrets?
I think there's a lot of regrets. But also have a very happy life.
If you knew this was going to be our last conversation, is there anything you would never told me that you want to share with me now?
I tell you, I love you a lot, so that's something I always want to tell you, but probably to go after your dreams when you can, while you're still young.
Tell me the story of how you met Mom.
It's probably a pretty boring story. I was working at a pizza place, and she started working there at the same place that I did, and we just got to know each other working together.
What was I like as a child?
Oh boy, you were an animal as a child. One of the things I can remember about you as a child that all five of our other kids haven't done is you were able to climb out of the crib on your own, and all of a sudden you'd just appear and you'd be walking around.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
How did you feel during 9/11?
9/11 was a little bit scary for us because we had just started our honeymoon and we actually cut it short due to 9/11. We were in Omaha staying our first night away from home together. And Omaha was quite busy during 9/11 because the president actually landed there and we were hearing all kinds of things on the radio about how the planes were grounded, but we were seeing planes all over the place. We actually came home early from our honeymoon just because of all the gas there wasn't really gas shortages, but the gas pumps were charging a lot, so we had decided to cut our honeymoon short just because of 9/11.
When did you realize that you would someday pass away?
That's pretty heavy. I don't know when I realized it, but I don't know. I realize that something's going to happen to everybody. But I also feel like there's no way I can pass away now. I've got too much to do yet with raising a bunch of kids yet. There's no way I could pass away now. So I'm going to have to stay healthy for the next quite some time just to see my kids grow up and hopefully all become successful.